Okay.
That's a prize in itself.
Now, will they quilt this?
Or tie it. It should be quilted, I would think, because of the small pieces she says.
I think I did too.
It's hard.
Even the materials.
Well, while you have it up, can I take a picture of it?
They use this pink material, I don't quite often.
You hold it up.
Isn't it gorgeous?
Perfect work.
Oh, it's so pretty.
Let me get out of here.
This is the, oh, I don't have many heads in it.
Just hands, huh?
Just hands, yes. I can hardly get the whole quilt in. So, that's lovely.
And here is another top now that's together. And I believe this one looks like it's all done by hand. Mm-hmm. Square. I think that's in the back set.
And these were made by Ella, what was her name?
Agnes, and her mother would be Mrs. Bison. Yeah. And these were things that were left in her set that I'm going to finish up now.
Yeah. And that's a very simple one.
They always seem to use a pink pattern years ago.
This one common square.
Yeah, that one solid color in there. Well, you could probably use whatever color your hoop would be you would pick up in that, too, you know.
Oh, look at those little tiny stitches.
I have only 30 blocks of these to put together. How would you put a yo-yo quilt together?
You put it back in.
Yes.
All the same blocks, or two? Yeah. I saw one.
They
use
it as a fence grid.
They use it as a
fence grid. You put this on a plain
You put it on a plain piece of material.
My aunt, Emma Suter, come and see.
There's about 30 of them.
What is this, a plate?
Yeah. That's a fan. Now this one here, and there's about 30 of these. The one I've seen, this is put on a block, and then a plain block had this picture on it. Everything was quilted. The design was just quilted on a plain, plain one. But there's about, is this the Dresden
Could
plate?
Be a Dresden plate, too.
It is.
Oh, that's very
I wonder whoever got that.
But not in Cushing, they have one, and that's where I see the green block and then another block.
But they're even from
Did you see this, Fiona? This one here?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, my
Isn't
that one nice?
Mm-hmm.
Did you make that?
No, Agnes and her mother must have made it years ago.
Right? Oh, how beautiful.
I didn't have time to play bridge.
No, I got to show you that this is the before and the after now.
Okay.
This is the before and the after. This is the one that was made, I know, in the 30s, this butterfly quilt.
Oh, Lord.
I can remember my mother making that, and I hadn't had ladies over to quilt on this. Mm-hmm. And in 1968, I had to take a pattern off of this to make a quilt. Well, Agnes came over, you know, and she takes all the blocks home with her, and she gets all this buttonhole done, and I said, well, you better leave something for me to do. So I did do the black, the eyes, and the feelers. And 4th of July, after reading in the Washington paper about the Historic Society, I said, I got to get my quilt together and take it over there.
Oh, boy!
So I said, so here I'm on the floor getting my butterflies laid out. Try to match them up and mix them up.
Oh, that's really neat.
And by leaving mine a little bit bigger, my quilt prop measures 100 inches by 110. Where the other one is only 72 by 90.
There's only one thing that works.
It can be a king and queen size bed. Or I think a single bed, and it would break way down to the floor, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. You would just be
it would just be right now on the floor.
Is your quilt range going to be big enough?
That's what I'm afraid of. I'm going to have to maybe get new ones made to
You'll
stretch
have to
this
get
up.
Extra big ones made because if quilt rings do not run that big, now that I know.
Well,
if
you don't know, if you don't
keep a
hold, you quit here. See, you put it on your frame and quit here. Then you take it off and you put
tip
it on
it
the
up
frame.
Tip it up
high.
No,
yeah, that's
work
good.
For most staff.
Yeah, but
one side and then go to the other side. That'd be the only way you could do it.
You can divide your work that way.
And most of the frames only go about 96 now.
But I sure would like to have it all stretched out, you know, to get it up.
No, that's fine. I'm going to get the before, too.
He'll just take it on the, so that's a quilt's good time. Well, I said, if you have a quilting thing next year, maybe I'll get this done and can bring it back and show you. No, because I'll never get it all done.
Right.
I'm going
to
be the only
one.
Yeah.
Do you want to bring this
up? Yeah, she wants to take a picture of this.
Yes.
Get on the other corner.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I think it's so neat that you took the pattern off of this one.
Your quilt books don't
look like
quilt.
It's been used.
It was made in the 30s.
Who was this one made by? The same?
My mother.
Your mother.
My mother made this one.
And that was
Mrs. Artsella.
Which we used inside.
She had Mountain Mist in there.
Yeah, that's what we used.
And this is the, really an intricate.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to have to figure out a design for mine.
Yeah, see, I'll
make a.
I've got a book that's got a lot of designs in it.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah.
Didn't have
a you can send for the pattern. It's already cut on roll cardboard.
Okay.
And you can just lay that on.
You're just never going to get away with it. People keep coming.
And this year, these are two finished quilts now. And I've shown yours already.
Yeah.
This one here, I believe they're working on one. And I also have the blue one in this design. And I use it on my twin beds in a room. And it fits just fine because usually they aren't as, as big. See, they didn't.
We made our quilts bigger at that time, too.
Yeah. And this one here, and I have it in blue also.
Oh, that's a good one.
So I use the two in the
and then you bordered it with just strips. That's
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nice.
And this one here.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's nice. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this one has little embroidery in the dots.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Little eyes.
A little
hot. That's the flower.
That's the flower.
Oh, I
got
green around ours. The new patterns are coming out with white around it.
Right.
You notice
uh-huh.
it?
And
yes.
There's one in blue. You got one in blue.
Oh. They say it's the sidewalk now, the white.
Oh. I think
and we used it as grass at that time when we made ours.
Well, why I was so on green, I thought I could get a big sheet for the back of my butterfly quilt so I wouldn't have to put a seam in it. But I couldn't get it. But
I've never
green
seen
sheet.
A little.
And, but I don't know, I just said I'm putting green, yellow, or blue would have been all right, too.
Your sheets are harder to sew.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
Much harder.
Yeah,
harder to get the knots through.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Do most of you remember putting these little dots in the?
Mm-hmm.
No,
mine has.
That's a personal touch.
Yeah.
Yours has.
No, mine hasn't. Mm-hmm. But like I say, the new ones are coming out with white now around instead of green.
Yeah, see, I wanted to do that on the back of mine, but then my one sister, she took a pattern also off of this, and she said, well, if you put the plain on, when you get done stitching quilt around that butterfly and you turn it over, that white stitching is going to show your butterfly design,
mm-hmm.
see, whereas this, it wouldn't show up as much.
Oh. Yeah.
See, the stitching, it shows, but it don't show your design.
But your
painting,
it's
sorry about
it. Cleaner.
Yeah, it does.
I know one lady, we put a plain, and I told her she'd be sorry. Someone to come with cold cream and the whole top was, and we had to take it all off and
mm-hmm.
put a figured sheet on it.
Yeah.
See, we used white behind that, and so you can see your design.
Yeah. Sure, you can see on the back of her butterfly, too. See, you can still see the design, too.
My mother made
but
it.
Now, on my green with the white stitching, that'll show up real
quick.
That'll show up. See how the design is.
I think this is a good idea. Such a neat idea.
This tickles. Well, I had this laying on the floor, and I was laying out my butterflies, and I still had one row to go, and it was this big. I said, jeepers. But then after I measured it, I figured it wouldn't be too big anyhow. But I just have to do more quilting in it, that's all.
I heard the color thread on one line.
That's what someone said, too, if you're going to put it in color. But I'm going to have to figure out something in the corners here, because it's going to be, by the time you go around here and around the butterfly. So.
I
make a better card than
yours. That's all right.
No,
I made yours too.
I had that one in yellow.
Yes,
to work.
You need yours too.
No, they don't.
Have you ever moved?
That is gorgeous.
You're not going to make them yet.
No.
I like yours, but I don't want anything quite that small.
I was going to take this off and ladies that are cooking on one off there and show this one.
Yes, these were made by Landslide, all of them. Because we didn't
know
they
were
making
them.
So we didn't get electricity in
the world.
real well by that knife.
It comes in.
I will keep trying.
Hi.
I just.
Mabel, have you shown yours?
Yeah. I'm getting some ideas then.
Maybe I think Mabel has something interesting here.
Oh, yes, we did. We took pictures. She's on TV.
Yeah, I see.
She stepped out of the camera. But we got that.
Have all these ladies seen it? That's the part.
There it is. So we have more. If you want to set yours on the table here, then we'll.
That's an idea of using.
That's what we call a war relief quilt.
Oh.
The churches do this type of work. You take any kind of material you have and you just sew it together regardless of the size of the patches. And then you put a blanket or an old sheet between, another sheet in the back, or perhaps a drapery, and then you tie it. And we use what we call a pattern to tie. And people years ago used this too. This is made as big as a quilt. And we just lay this on top.
I have it on my table.
And then they just tie in the holes.
Oh, in each one of those holes?
Yeah. And our ladies like it because they don't have to figure out where they're going to tie. They may decide a certain color in this, but sometimes we have maybe six or seven different colors on the quilt. They just tie wherever you have it. Because you see, these quilts go overseas to any place. If they've had an earthquake or something like that, like they had in Guatemala, otherwise then several planefuls of quilts will be sent in there immediately for them to use. And again, some of them that go overseas go to people where they dig the wells, or they might be taught how to work in the fields. And then they receive a quilt as payment for their work. And these quilts are used as doorways, as tents, as shade. They may never sleep underneath them. They may be used for a different purpose than what we use them.
That's why we're really pretty.
This happened to be red, white, and blue, although we often have all kinds of colors put together. But you see, I like the new material better because I think it's a little stronger, a little more lasting. When you send it across, you don't want it to wear out to sew it. And we just cut the pieces whichever size we get them, you see, and then sew them together.
So nothing is wasted.
We have some girls who make a real nice design out of it, but not me. I'm just in a hurry and I sew it together. Well, I figure when it gets overseas there where somebody like never had anything, they'll be happy to receive something. I do it the quickest way. But we do try to make it colorful. Once in a while we get something.
What do you use to get?
So if you have any new material, perhaps a new material, there are five or six churches in Waseca that do this work. So just call up any church and ask them if they're doing this work and donate your material. And throw away your material.
What do you use for backing?
Bulgat threads. I use some sheets sometimes if they're in pretty good condition. Usually the sheets are pretty well worn on the inside. Some are all cotton material. I like to take all the same kind of material together. Some all cotton. In fact, we even use silk pieces of linings that we put inside because we figured the silk will still give it body and give it. And we have one person who sold all our children to
I just
got
this
together.
A second.
Now
take
we
it
know
home.
About five.
Oh, sure, that's what everyone's
story.
Doing. Oh, uh-huh.
We made
and
178
this is made by a friend of mine.
And sometimes
I've
we have
on the
many
show.
As 20 people coming inside.
Oh,
and
that's
great. We tied 36 beside the
yes.
In our church. We had 18 ladies and
yeah,
tied 36.
About this material.
So you have to have a big supply
yeah.
To get that.
This is random.
And save your spool of thread. If you've got a spool of thread, color thread that you aren't using anymore and it's half full, just save it and give it to one of the churches because it takes a lot of thread.
And
yarn too. We've got plenty of yarn right now, but
Gibson's money in the seal. It's for a dollar.
People donate that to us and we don't have to buy it. Mm-hmm. We use old material too.
This
I like that one.
Is interesting to me because we have an old quilt that this is from come to one out there and is the overall bill and sunbonnet suit, but it's the printed material.
Mrs. Randolph Clampy makes those.
Mrs. Randolph
Clampy.
Clampy.
Oh.
That's
and up. What's your name?
Pearl Finky.
So, I'm trying to take notes. I can't write fast enough, so I'm recording this. So I can write up what we've done.
She makes those when she hears a new baby on the way. It's a hobby she loves to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone hold this so I can take pictures.
You're the corporate material to take. This is corporate for the machine.
Oh, sure.
Could I take this in?
I'll wait till they get to look.
No, she's got different sized dishes.
Okay, hold it, and there we go. That's real, you know, the really interesting part.
We're going to have a meeting in September of about 20 historical societies. And at that time, Peggy is going to have a chance to show slides of some of these quilts that we've had here. So maybe your quilt will be a part of the show.
Sure, I think.
Now, this isn't quilted. This is a fabric that this comes this way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a spin-off of the quilting.
But look at the lovely work around the edge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That binding, it's so neat. There's an art to that. Oh, that's just a print. I thought it was a
print. Did you think it was
paint? Yeah, I thought it was actually
paint. Well, they've done good job.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And what I find interesting is that this was such a popular design that the company decided to print it. Mm-hmm. So, okay, that's the next one. And who made this one?
Someone in Arkansas, they made that, my mother sold it to me. They made it for proceeds for a new cemetery, and the Evangelical Church here in Waseca tacked it.
Mm-hmm.
And the material came 5 yards for a dollar at JCPenney. We need to get it.
We won't get it for that anymore.
No.
I mean, all these different... Oh, 5 yards for a dollar.
No, the backing.
The backing.
Oh. And this there one, is. The ladies down south, they'll put these on newspaper, these patterns, sometimes on newspaper, piece them by hand or a machine, then tear the newspaper off. I don't
Has
know
anyone
whether
else heard of that? Oh, I'd love to see. Does anyone know how to do that? Oh, I'd love to see how that's done. You put the pieces on. Tell me how you do that.
Well, I don't know whether I made them that way years ago. Just squares of newspaper, and then by hand you sew, in order to get the right size, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then after you sew it together, all together, then you tear your newspaper off.
That sounds
and
similar to what they call the crazy quilt.
Yes.
Material.
Yes.
Okay. That's coming clear. And you call this tacking the...
Yes, the Evangelical Church and United Brethren, United Methodist did that.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
Or proceeds to missions. My mother also sent me a hand quilted quilt that the ladies quilt for the missionaries. I didn't bring that.
Well, I'm so happy people brought them. Whole suitcase of me. Oh, gee. Yeah, we only had so much room, and I thought, well, this would be a good time to see what the community has. Wonder if there's any.
Well, they dragged all of it out and we had quite a bit.
Yeah,
six, seven in the trunk that I never get up on. Log cabins and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. When did most of, well, how many of you women quilt? I mean, know how to quilt a piece. A lot of you.
I think the older people, all of them did. They had to.
And you learned from your mothers? And it may be one of the reasons I'm so fascinated that it wasn't in my family. And so I'm trying to piece together the traditions of passing on the knowledge.
Used to be all day quilting and potlucking.
And as time went on, they had project meetings or home extension and whatever the hostess wanted to do. If she had a quilt ready, they'd tie a quilt that day or quilt, whichever it was. That's what they did. or each one would either bring their own thing if they had crocheting or knitting or whatever each one did.
And they get their
in my day, I mean, when I was a kid, I can remember that, you know, that how they get together and do that.
When did people receive quilts? You know,
well, for weddings, and if anybody in the family, and what, my grandma and Agnes said, when anybody was going to get married, you got to get a bunch of quilts made. Everybody got quilts, you know. In them days, you know, they get together and give them a quilt. Nowadays, they go downtown and they tell you what to buy for them.
Or give us the money.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's the changes in our traditions. Yeah. The homemade things like pillows were made and pillowcases and quilts and things like that.
It seemed like years ago we had so many pillowcases and so many blankets and so many quilts all before we got married.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Your whole chest. So do you think that quilting has been a tradition all the time? Or today people talk about it resurging, that there's a resurgence of interest. Mm-hmm. Do you think that's true? Or do you remember any times in your lives when it was more popular to be quilting?
I think all crafts and quilting among them are coming. People are learning to do them over again, and all of a sudden the younger generation has become aware of some of the crafts, and I'm speaking of quilting as a craft, not necessarily some of the other things, but and now they're afraid that they're going to be lost if they don't bring them back into the open again.
But you take the sheets now from the Sears catalog or some of the catalogs, they have a regular patchwork quilt design on that sheet. And I helped a friend of mine tie a quilt. Well, it was she made it for a boy to put in his van, but it was a Budweiser beer sheet. Oh. And we tied it. It was a black and red, and we just tied it, put a sheet on top and bottom, and tied it, made a nice quilt for him in his van. But, you know, they have it. Where, and then she also tied one for her daughter where she got the two sheets from Sears, and it was the regular patchwork quilt. You could get it in different colors, and we just tied it. In fact, she was laying it on the floor, and I happened to have Agnes's quilt frames. When she was laying it on the floor, and we were at a meeting together, and she was telling me about spreading this quilt and tying it, I said, oh, you should put that on a frame. So I went over with my frame one snowy day and set it up, and we stretched it out. And oh, and then when she took it off, it was so nice and fluffy. See, when you don't have something stretched out, and then it just bounced back in, and she just noticed the difference in it. So she used my frames, and I was glad to get them. Now, that was the way she had it doing it, and doing it that way, it was really interesting. But it was simple with that big sheet like that. It made a nice quilt.
Does anybody in town quilt by a sewing machine?
I've heard of them.
I think that'd be hard to have a heavy duty a sewing machine.
That small quilt with the
sunbonnet.
That was quilted by
it was the material was thought that way.
Oh, it was. Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm. I see.
It's so easy for us now.
I didn't realize that.
Someone brought up, or we're talking about feed sacks during the 20s and 30s. Well, when did colored feed sacks, printed feed sacks, start being used? I suppose that was a real plus for that feed company if you could give, you know.
We had to pick out the design we wanted. We wasn't buying feed, we were buying the design.
You're right.
We need three for a dress. One would make an apron.
Or six for a quilt.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
We had feed sacks at home that were made like pillowcases.
Yes.
I can remember getting them ready and taking them down to, I think it was the Ben Franklin store.
Well, you couldn't buy material,
because they were more than what we could use, you know.
It was around the wartime.
You couldn't get over the yard, but you could get the store.
I still have a few in my room.
I have some.
Did you you get both in feed sacks and in flour sacks?
I think so.
Yeah.
I can't remember too much of the flour.
Mostly feed sacks.
Well, those of us that lived on the farm, we had a few chickens, and we had to buy feed for them. So that was where the colored feed sacks were.
Yeah.
a concentrate feed of some type that you mixed with your oats or your corn or whatever you were feeding your cattle or your chickens.
We got Hubbard. Hubbard is the one we got it
to. Hubbard? Oh, yeah, that was...
We had the border sets, the border print on. That was the staff in there with the border on, pink and green, blue.
They were made by Carol Pitt. And there was a plain white, like about that, 3 inches maybe, and then you sewed that under, and that gave you your edge for your pillowcase. And then you had a pillowcase.
Well, I've slept on pillowcases from my grandmother.
Is there an upstairs here, too?
Yes, that's what you hear. Well, gee, this is so interesting. I knew it would be. If I got covered. Well, how many of you attended quilting bees? Are those things of the past, or do you still quilt? Quilting circle?
Well, I'll have one when I get this quilt. Because I'll never get all those stitches in there by myself. I've been at it since 68. I
want to
get it done.
which quilt was that? We didn't get
it. Oh, let's show them.
We got it late.
We were upstairs.
We maybe better show them the before and the after. This is the before that was made in the 30s that I took the pattern off that my mother made. And it was she gave it to me, and I had it on my bed, and I only put it on when company come, and then it got shifted to the kids, and every time they wanted to roll up on the floor, they grabbed this quilt. Till finally in 68, I took a pattern off of it.
That's pretty.
And thought I should make one. And they laid for many years, and my aunt buttonholed all these on. And I told her she better let me do something. So all I got on this part is putting the black in here, the eyes, and these feelers. So I did put a few stitches in. And then I sewed it together 4th of July after reading in the Historic Society about their quilts. I said, I got to get mine together. I'll never get it quilted, but I'll get the top together.
Yeah,
by leaving my box a little bit bigger, mine turned out to be 100 inches by 110.
Oh, that's pretty cool. That's the way it's set together.
Yeah. But I laid it on the floor, and every time I had this roll on, and it was as big as that one, and I still had another roll to go. But I should have laid it out and kind of measured and got an idea, but I didn't, and I wasn't about to take it apart and cut each one down then. So no. It's just going to require a little more work and quilting.
Oh, just open the door. It just opened hard. It opened hard.
Yeah. Which child gets that?
Well, I don't know.
Don't have to be strong.
She has to make everyone hard.
It'd be a long process if she does.
Well, that's for sure. I'll never start another one like that, I don't think. Well, this was one that she had made. It's like, they said that's Marie Eustace has one out there, this one out there. And then I also have this in a blue background, which I use on twin beds, which is real, just the right size.
Now, was this a double wedding ring, something that you'd give at a wedding?
That would be a double wedding, and that was the name of this design.
This same double wedding ring quilt, I was up to Chanhassen a couple of months ago, and they had some handmade quilts there that sold from $200
to
$300.
This one here is in blue, too. And that gives a nice
really expensive.
But see, they just took the two pieces of material and made it, see? And that.
Well, that's all we used to make in 72 by
90. That's all.
But now with the heavy mattress, it's the ones you got to need a little bigger.
Yes.
What was the standard size for a quilt?
72 by 90 years ago when I was a kid, we made them all.
Well, there's a footboard on this.
Do you know what one lady, my neighbor over there, had used for inside of hers? It was just out in town.
Over the bed.
She sold inside each box. And this is the top, two tops that have to.
That'd be worth a lot of money if it was all quilted.
Who did this?
Between my grandma and my aunt. And it's just three basic pieces there, isn't it? Three colors.
Yeah.
Three pieces of material.
When you planned quilts, I mean, I'm interested, because these are really works of art, and how did you decide what colors went together and when you, you know, pieced them, and does anyone have any methods for doing that?
Well, I can remember how the neighbor ladies, they all changed, you know, they did a lot of home sewing, and they'd always have scraps left from dresses and aprons. Well, they trade these back and forth for quilt pieces. They'd give her the pattern and say, you got pieces this big, and then they'd trade back and forth, you know.
This almost looks like it would have been bought in material. Because
oh, it is all,
This one looks
because
that
of
way.
That. But, I mean, years ago, though, I think that's what they did, because now my neighbor lady over there said, you got any polyester. She was making all polyester top. Yeah, now this is all different kinds of pieces in the square, but then it's a plain, basic one here.
Do you know that lady that's from New Ulm that has a quilt collection?
I have directions. I've never been there, but I have directions now to her place.
We went there, what, 5, 6, 7 years ago? Or long? Through the extension.
Something.
Any of you from any school was through the home extension from Fairhope
County? I haven't.
And then I guess you don't remember the yo-yo pillow?
You do,
yeah. Yo-yo?
Oh, my mother used to make those, yes.
Yo-yos. And there's 30 of these all ready for a quilt pop. I don't know how.
It's heavy.
I haven't figured out. They have a quilting class over there sometime. I would go to Cape to find out how to put something like this together.
Or you just make your box round, then you shirt it together, turn in that edge. And
yeah, this here is. Yeah. But I mean, how will I put this on a quilt now? Would you just put it on a plain piece and fasten?
No. She didn't. She just sewed hers together.
This one here, and just leave it
at that? That's the way Emma Suter did.
Oh, hers. And just have it like that?
Yeah,
this
one. She used hers for a bedspread, didn't she?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then there's 30 of these all ready to go.
She made her dressing plate.
And
then
that'll have to be quilted around each one. It'll have to be sewed on by hand. But the one at the Centennial Garden, the rest of it that was hanging in the window, had a plain block, and then one of these here. But the plain block was this design drawn and quilted in the plain thing.
Oh,
and then the next block had the figure.
And you wouldn't need so many
blocks.
Yes. It would be a good idea.
So I have my but I started the butterfly quilt thinking that when I sat and watched TV I could watch them all around each one because that's a time consuming thing and I got to do something for you.
Yes, or else we eat.
Yeah.
Popcorn.
So I am
going
to my anything in the house. You need to keep your hands busy or you eat. But this lady and you've never seen something. You want to see a quilt.
I'm going over there to
quilt. Everything she's gone to class.
I'll get the address when I come back.
She's putting together. Like tomorrow,
yeah, I've never done any quilting, but
House trees.
Miss Nelson, she wanted two quilts made, so she bought all the Toronto stuff.
Oh, he's been all this while.
You got a pattern of just two squares. I don't know how early you got this to get during the depression. I made one.
We could get domestic. I guess you remember that too.
Yes,
it's more now.
Yeah.
You had a lot of stuff, but it's nice. Some of our higher price.
And then on that one, with a great big square, and it's got the flower pots and the finger misses. But they were all the same.
And almost if I
which one is it that goes through souls and that are in those sheets?
It's up by the lake. It's it's five blocks up.
It's a polyester. Is it? I don't do for kale is the one that we got for ours.
Yeah, I don't do
it. Well, it's not an alternative.
I didn't say polyester.
And I said for two different ones. Okay. You needed that same shade green like that.
Sew it on three sides.
I will.
And then you